Are Kitchener and Waterloo willing to talk amalgamation? Clear, it's minus 10, feels like minus 15 with the wind chill. Kitchener and Waterloo City Councils will vote on the referendum question tomorrow night. If the question makes it to the ballot in a fall election, voters will be asked if they're willing to have a discussion on the idea of merging Kitchener and Waterloo. A rash of violence in a Waterloo neighborhood is causing residents to call for change. A motion is expected to be filed at City Council tomorrow night. Residents would like to see the Northdale neighborhood urbanized and a better balance of non-students to students. Today is the last day you can purchase a stamp for 54 cents. Starting tomorrow, the cost of mailing a first-class letter within Canada will increase to 57 cents. The hike is being attributed in part to the need for new mail processing equipment. A massive search involving dozens of police officers, dogs, and a helicopter continues at the Alberta farm of Weibo Ludwig. The RCMP is acting on a five-day search warrant, and they're saying new evidence has been obtained over the last 24 hours. A teenager from Toronto has won the Canadian Texting Championships. 17-year-old Kathy Spence can thumb a sentence in under 4 seconds using text-talk shorthand. Things will get tougher for Spence on Wednesday when she heads to New York to compete against some of the world's fastest texters. And in that event, spelling and punctuation count. In sports, the Kitchener Rangers take on the Niagara Ice Dogs this evening. 4 games on tap in the NHL, Colorado at Calgary, Nashville at Vancouver, Pittsburgh in Minnesota, and San Jose is in L.A. 6 games to go in the NBA tonight. Among them, the Raptors are in Indiana after taking last night off. Today's playoff action has Green Bay at Arizona in the NFC and the New England Patriots home to Baltimore in the AFC. Tri-Cities weather is next. K-Fun Tri-Cities weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high reaching just minus 9. Tonight, a few clouds move into the region, low of minus 17 overnight. Sunday, flurries throughout the day amounting to about 2 centimeters total. Sunday's high is minus 6. Right now, it's minus 10. For K-Fun, I'm Amanda Grant.